For 6 months, I've been fighting these bastards, whether it's Tucker Carlson or whether it's Nick Fuentes, and I've been looking over my shoulder looking for help. And you know what I found? Nothing. Nothing. We're here today to do something about this. What do you mean we don't cancel people? We canceled David Duke. Donald Trump canceled David Duke. We canceled Pat Buchanan. We canceled the John Birch Society. We canceled Joseph Sobran. We canceled pornography on TV. We cancel stuff all the damn time. Hitler admirers, Stalin admirers, Jew haters, American haters, Churchill haters, you're damn right we're going to cancel them and deplatform them. It's called the market system. They don't have a lifetime job like a bureaucrat who we're going to protect. And if they're your friend, there's something wrong with you. No Hitler admirer, Holocaust denier, platformer should be anybody's friend, as a matter of fact. You don't get to wrap your psychotic, mental, unhinged, Nazi, Klan, jihadist bullshit around American patriotism. You don't get to claim you're MAGA and America first when you're lining up with the Marxists and the Islamists and Hamas and the terrorists. The cowards. We're surrounded by cowards who have microphones, who have TV cameras, who have websites, who have columns. Cowards. It's spelled C-A-R-L-S-O-N. It's spelled F-U-E-N-T-E-S. It's spelled O-W-E-N-S. It's spelled B-A-N-N-O-N. It's spelled Marjorie Traitor Greene. You can figure that out yourself. And they're not alone. How are we going to attack the Mandamis and the Talibs and the Omars and the Sanders and the rest of them when in our own house this poison is spreading? We've got to take care of business. We can fight the enemy on the other side. But the problem is, the more daunting problem, the more complicated problem is when they're in our house. And I just want the anti-American, anti-Israel, anti-West crowd to understand something. You're going to have to come through me and millions of people just like me. And you're not going to make it. You think your stupid little podcast, or your stupid little subscription program, or your little TV show, or maybe you have a little radio show, is going to change the world like hell it is. Not if I and everybody else have something to say about it. Little Adolf Fuentes, little Adolf. He gets here, he's got a little suit on like he's attending a funeral. My advice to little Adolf is, just go full, put the brown shirt on. What are you, a coward? Put the brown shirt on. I know you can't grow the Hitler mustache, you're still stuck in your prepubescent stage, but give it a shot. Give it a shot. To Tucker Carlson, I say, did you have a head injury? What happened to you? But you know what, unlike other people, truly, I'm not a psychiatrist, I don't care why. I just know what you are. You platform these people, you deceive your audience, you lie to your audience, you become a full-blown, out-of-the-closet Jew hater. And if you're a Jew hater, you're a Christian hater. If you reject Judaism and Christianity, then you reject the American founding based on the Judeo-Christian values and belief system. If you embrace Hitler, if you play footsie with Hitler, if you think Hitler's misunderstood, if you think Churchill's the reason we had World War II, if you think Churchill was the provocateur, if you think those things, I don't want to debate you. I don't even care about you. That's not a legitimate position. These aren't powerful people. Seriously? These aren't intelligent people. These are lowlives that have platforms. If we can't speak out against them and fight them, what good are we? Conservative institutions. We've been putting billions of dollars into conservative institutions for half a century. Now's the time. We're not interested in your white papers. We're not interested in your booklets. We're not interested in your donation requests. Unless now, when you're needed, you speak out and you do something.
So that was Mark Levin, and his reaction to the whole Tucker Carlson situation has been intense. Putting it mildly, I mean, what we just saw was less of a speech and more of a full-blown declaration of war on Tucker Carlson and what you might call the anti-Zionist wing of the Republican Party. And I'm not even being facetious. I think this is a genuinely significant moment in American political discourse. As I talked about in my last video on Tucker and Fuentes, now it's ramped up. For months, you've had this sort of Cold War brewing between two of the biggest figures in conservative media. You've got the old guard, the pro-Israel hawks. Mark Levin has appointed himself as a champion, and I actually think he sounds quite a lot like a gangster when you listen to him for long enough. And on the other side, you have this new America First movement with Tucker Carlson as its king, and he's trying to bring in Nick Fuentes, this young, up-and-coming, kind of popular, edgy guy. Tucker is trying to enlist him, trying to bring him in against this old guard. It's an insurgency. What just went down in Las Vegas wasn't just another skirmish, right? In the culture war. It was an explosion. And it's been coming, okay? This is the story of how a feud over foreign policy has erupted into an ideological civil war for the very soul of the conservative movement. And it all came to a head, of all places, at the 40th anniversary summit of the Republican Jewish Coalition. Now, I'm going to talk more about this in a moment, but first, I have to encourage you to buy courses at the academic agency. Many great courses: Foundations of Shakespeare, Foundations of Politics, Economics, The Trivium is the big seller there. Pick up a course today. I also have my new book, Applied Elite Theory, which I recommend that you also pick up. So plenty of great things to buy. But now let's get back to the lecture at hand. So we have to understand the magnitude of Levin's promo here. Basically what he did, Levin, he cut a pro-wrestling heel promo. You have to understand the venue, first of all. The Republican Jewish Coalition's annual summit is a huge deal on the conservative calendar. This year in Las Vegas was the 40th anniversary, so they've been having this convention every year for the past 40 years. So it was meant to be a big celebration of the alliance between the Jewish community and the GOP establishment. And you had all the usual suspects there. Okay, all the scumbags that you've come to know and hate. Mike Johnson. Okay. Lindsey Graham. And every other closeted homo in the whole crew. Okay, we're all there. But under all the cocktail party chatter, there was a deep and growing anxiety, as Mark Levin spoke. An anxiety that Senator Ted Cruz actually put a name to right at the start of the whole thing. He warned of a existential crisis brewing in the party, in the Republican Party, saying that in the last 6 months, I've seen more anti-Semitism on the right than I had in my entire life. Direct quote from Ted Cruz. Pretty remarkable admission from a sitting Republican senator at a Republican event. The ghost haunting the conference was the rise of what the RJC's own CEO has tried to label the quote-unquote woke right. And another, they since that failed, by the way, they're now trying to call it the pagan right. Not that Tucker Carlson or Nick Fuentes are pagans at all. And they've also tried to label it neo-isolationism. Not that either of them are isolationists either, by the way, but, you know. Which they see as fueling anti-Israel sentiment in the party. And who is the face of this movement? Well, it's really a tag team since the interview, but the leader, the chief amplifier, the person who all guns are targeted at right now is Tucker Carlson. And it's remarkable, really. It really is. Just days before the summit, Carlson sits down with Nick Fuentes, a guy who's been cancelled off the face of the earth a million times. And in the interview, Tucker didn't really challenge Fuentes on his more, let's say, his edgier views, his extreme views, okay? It also needs to be said that Carlson has been a huge critic of Christian Zionists, which, again, are a cornerstone of the modern GOP's pro-Israel stance. And at one point, Carlson suggested in that interview with Nick that Christian Zionists have been seized by a brain virus. The RJC's political director even admitted that the summit's theme of fighting this ideology would take on, quote, added resonance because of who Tucker had just platformed. Basically, they're saying it's alarm bells. All systems go. Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is an emergency situation. The people in that room were worried about where their party was headed. They were looking for someone to finally cut that promo and say the quiet part out loud. Then Mark Levin walked out and delivered some of those comments that you saw at the start of this video. Mark Levin is not a man known for his subtlety. They call him the Great One. I'm not even making this up. This is his nickname within the movement, the Great One. He's a constitutional lawyer. He's a former Ronald Reagan guy. And his entire brand is this passionate, hawkish, kind of chicken hawk, neocon Zionist conservative. That's his whole deal. And on November the 1st, he gave the room exactly what they were waiting for. It wasn't just a policy speech. It was a declaration of war. From my point of view, it was a heel. It was basically a mask off villain speech, in my view. But I guess to the people in the room, that was meant to kind of get the room going, and this was meant to be heroic from his own point of view. He started not with policy, but with patriotism, talking about his family's military service, his identity as a proud American and as a proud Jew. He brought up the historical tragedy of German Jews who fought for Germany in World War I, only to be murdered by the same country a generation later. A raw, emotional play, and it was a setup for his main point. This is a direct quote. He said, "To the people who are attacking America by attacking Jews and Christians, by attacking our history, you're not going to get what you want, because we're not going anywhere. Not now, not ever," said Levin. And then he named his targets. His targets, who are they? These bastards. He's been fighting them for 6 months. And he explicitly said, Tucker Carlson, or whether it's Nick Fuentes, said it right there. He went right after the idea that you can wrap this kind of isolationism in an American flag. He thundered that anyone who would platform a Hitler admirer and a Holocaust denier shouldn't be anyone's friend. So we're really getting pretty thick friend-enemy distinction politics coming from Levin now. Then came the line, the money line that defined the whole event, the one that will be echoing for months or perhaps even hours, friends, before the next news cycle comes along. Levin roared, "You don't get to claim you're MAGA and America first when you're lining up with Marxists and Islamists and Hamas and the terrorists. That's not America first. That's sick." You can see people will be quoting that for years to come, won't they? With that one sentence, Levin drew a blood-red line in the sand. He framed the whole debate not as a simple policy disagreement, but as a moral battle. From his point of view, the Tucker wing of the party has gone so far off the reservation that it's now in league with America's enemies. He was arguing that their ideology is not simply not legitimate conservatism, right? It is psychotic, it is mental, it is unhinged, it is a betrayal. These people are evil, to be smited. This was Mark Levin's somewhat, as Spengler might say, Magian, black or white, good versus evil narrative that he was weaving. In contrast, by the way, to the universalist terms in which it, you notice Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes actually wrap up a lot of their language. Okay, so you could say this is truly a Magian versus Faustian battle in Spenglerian terms. Anyway, let's carry on with this. The rage from Levin did not just come from a vacuum. The whole explosion is the blow-off to a feud that has been escalating for months. And it really boils down to two competing philosophies. America first. That's the philosophy of Tucker and Nick and so on. And Israel first, which is the philosophy of Mark Levin. You can call it neoconservatism. You can call it the old establishment. But let's just call a spade. It's America first versus Israel first. That is the whole dispute. And Mark Levin is saying, unless you're Israel first, you are evil. That's his play. That's his genius persuasion game. Okay? If you're not Israel first, you're evil, and therefore you are to be smited by the forces of good, which is me. Can't wait to see how this war is going to go. Mark Levin is a proud hawk. He believes in peace through strength, the old Reagan idea that a strong American military presence around the world is what keeps our enemies in check. That's what he says. In actuality, what Mark Levin believes is that all parts of the American system need to be geared towards giving money to Israel and furthering Israel's foreign policy agenda, the Greater Israel Project, which involves conquering its rivals and becoming a regional superpower in the Middle East. And he thinks that if you question that, you're an anti-Semite. He thinks that if you question any part of that, you're basically a Nazi. Needs to be cancelled from polite society. That's what he's saying about Tucker and Fuentes. So I think that'll do, really. We're seeing a battle for the soul of the GOP at the moment. And the question is, does Mark Levin have a, like, did Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro and all these people have a shot against Tucker and Nick and the forces of the anti-Zionists? And my feeling is, like, in the past, they have been the organised minority who've always won, okay? I don't think they understand the reality of sentiment on the ground. I don't think they realise just how much Israel's actions have turned a lot of people against them, and just how naked the cuckoldry from the Trump admin and from the GOP and the likes of Lindsay and so on, especially since the bloodlust of Netanyahu, I think they don't realise that they're out of goodwill. I don't think they realise that they are the heels, they're the villains in this, and Tucker is the babyface. That's one issue. Another issue is that they really very rapidly have seemed like yesterday's men, right? The ideas of Levin, the ideas of Shapiro, the ideas of, to the extent she has ideas, Laura Loomer, and all of these other sorts of figures, they just don't feel like they're today. You know, Ronald Reagan and... I mean, come on. This is a new era now. Okay, populism, the populist right, as much as I've been critic of them, are finding their feet about what are they actually standing for. And what MAGA was meant to be was a revolt against the old GOP establishment. Okay, and they're trying to turn MAGA into just being what it... just being what conservatism was before, which was essentially support Israel plus low taxes for my mates in corporations. Not going to cut it. In fact, I mean, since I love pro wrestling analogies so much, to me, I mean, I was trying to think of like what this feels like, this war between Levin and Tucker, and you know, they've been closing ranks. All of these kind of weasels at the... the Republican Jewish Coalition, they were holding up these signs and people were pointing out they did this before with Pat Buchanan. And, you know, obviously that worked back in 1990. It's not 1990 anymore. And my feeling is that it honestly reminds me of things like Triple H versus the Spirit Squad, if you remember that, or Stone Cold Steve Austin versus the Mean Street Posse. And who were the Mean Street Posse? Well, they're the Republican Jewish Coalition. They feel like a group of jobbers waiting to be taken out at this time. Nobody cares what they think. They don't have any sort of purchase with normal people anymore. Whereas Tucker and Nick and all of these other people, that is where the future is headed. So Mark Levin, he may be talking tough, but ultimately he's going to have to do the job here. And by the do the job, his time is over. It's over, Mark Levin. I'm kind of excited about it. I'm excited for Americans to finally be coming closer to getting their country back from the grip of people like Levin, who frankly have plundered the country for another country. It's disgusting. It really is. And I'm glad that Tucker has taken a strong line. Glad that people like Fuentes have talked out about it. And in some ways, it's remarkable that it's become so mainstream at this point, and that Levin now is so mask off, basically showing that he's against the American people. He has been exposed. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency. Like I said earlier on, Trivium, the bestseller there. Pick up my new book, Applied Elite Theory. But most importantly of all, friends, get out. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.